One Week Wonder is what we're doing today, and we're down here at the Four Corners. You're listening to EA Radio, and Charlie Becker has got this wonderful thing all organized and ticking on all six cylinders.
Four-cylinder engine.
Oh, okay. Well, then it's amazing it's ticking on all six.
That's right. Yeah, exactly.
How does that work? So this whole thing is volunteer-based.
Absolutely.
And we brought in a young volunteer. Blake Trogdon is from Omada.
Omaha.
Oh,
Nebraska.
Omaha. Oh, well, okay. We'll have to check their spelling later.
Yeah,
Omaha, Nebraska. And Blake, you're in a chapter, right?
Yep, yeah, chapter 80.
Very cool. So tell us a little bit about how you got involved in this and how this works. And Charlie.
So we should probably set this up. Blake's been one of our key builders on the project this way.
How old are you, Blake?
I'm 17.
Okay, perfect. All right. So let's talk a little bit about how this worked and how you got involved.
So I'm part of a group called Aviation Nation Omaha, where we're building an RV-12, and we come down to Oshkosh, and I signed up to help volunteer build the plane.
Oh, that's very cool.
The cool things about the RV-12 is it's used for a lot of youth build programs under the STEM idea, so that it's very well represented around the country with a lot of teen builds. In fact, we have a dedicated area over here for our teen-built aircraft that fly in the amateur built area, and like 9 out of 10 of them are RV-12s.
Oh, very cool. Do you find it difficult to work on this airplane?
Not at all.
So what skills have you acquired? I mean, you're 17 years old. I assume you're learning to fly.
I am.
And obviously you're interested in aircraft maintenance as well, or you wouldn't be here trying to build one. So tell us a little bit about what you find the most interesting about something like this project.
Well, you see, you learn to follow directions very, very closely because they're
close
specific.
Close tolerances, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You learn a lot of tool work, hand stuff.
Using your hands,
yeah.
Yep. And your mind.
Yeah.
Well, and there's a lot of technology here. I mean, we've been talking to the guy from Garmin. I can't believe it's going to have an autopilot in it.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, yeah.
This is a light sport aircraft that you can build in your garage. So that's pretty cool. Have you gotten to fly one?
I have.
Okay. So you build them, and then they let you learn to fly them.
That's the plan, yep.
That's pretty cool, Charlie.
Yeah.
So I wish I had that when I was 17 years old. You know, I had to go out to the airport and rent a 150. You know, so you know, that's really, really cool. Do you enjoy flying it?
I do.
Yeah. What's your favorite thing about flying the RV-12?
I like the stick in the middle, not going to lie, compared to having a yoke.
Amen, yeah. Brother.
Well, Airbus would love you. All right, cool. Blake, thank you so much for joining us on EA Radio, and have fun on your project this week. I'm sure you'll be excited to see it. Are you going to be here when it gets done?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. That's awesome. Cool. Thank you very much.
Yep.
Charlie, let's wander through and do a little bit of fun stuff.
You've got the only microphone.
Oh, there you go. I shouldn't have left you then.
That's okay. People are leaving me behind all the time.
So we're right here in the center of this tent.
Exactly.
We got about 7 minutes to talk about what we're doing here, and it's really cool. It's neat to come in here and let the people hear the rivet guns and what's happening. So you got the different stations here. Let's just talk about it a little bit.
Sure, you bet. Over here, we are working on some of the tubing, the aluminum tubing, forming it for fuel lines and things like that. The main heart of it, though, right here is the fuselage. And you can see the firewall is out by the tent wall there. And that is a stainless steel firewall. They already have a deck for the instrument panel. And they're kind of building if you think about it, the foundation of the house here. So there's quite a bit of detailed work that goes in here. Yep, the spars will attach in here. You know, it has very easy removable wings, which is a nice feature. In about less than 15 minutes, you can pull the wings off if you need to trailer it somewhere. So there's been a lot of work getting this together, you know, because this is kind of like the foundation. And then you'll see the tail come together fairly quickly here once they get the stringers on and stuff like that. And then back here, we're working on the rudder pedals for the control system. So they're working on that. Hopefully they find the part that hit the floor there.
I see they have very detailed plans here. Very, very easy to understand descriptions with very clear graphics. which is such a huge thing, right?
Absolutely.
So, and then the parts all have their own little part number on here that matches up to exactly what the part number. This is like building an IKEA couch.
Well, yes.
In a lot of ways, it is.
I like to
Maybe
say.
Maybe easier, though. It could be much easier than building an IKEA piece of furniture.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly believe if you can put one of the, you know, IKEA pieces of furniture together, you can build an aircraft.
Well, at least one like this. Yeah, for sure. So over here, we're building wings, huh?
That's correct. So you can see we've got the top skin on now, and it's almost ready to go out and be riveted by just about anybody who wants to try their hand at riveting an aircraft. So we have both the left and right wings coming together at the same time.
Very, very cool. A lot of rivets. And then some signs that say do not rivet, because we don't want to put rivets where they don't go.
You got to follow the plans. And at the end of the day, yes, those will get riveted, but you have to do things in the proper sequence to make it a successful build.
So these fellows volunteer for shifts 4 hours at a time. Do they know in advance when they come to the tent here what they're going to be doing?
They didn't Monday morning, but now they have a pretty good idea because they've been assigned to a build team.
Okay. So do most of the people, have most of the people like Steven here, have they done this before?
Maybe we should ask him. Steven, have you done this before?
Yes, I've been working on an RV-8 for about 10 years.
Is this easier than the RV-8?
This is about 20 times easier than the RV-8. It's a thing of beauty. It's fast. You don't have to deburr. You don't have to dimple. It's fabulous.
It's mainly the pull rivets that speed up the process, right?
The pull rivets are great. And the thing I like about them is that they have just as much strength as the squeezed rivets in the application they have. So it's really great.
A well-designed kit. And that was the point of this one, is they really wanted to make this the most easy RV to build.
Well, and for something like this, one-week wonder, you wouldn't want it to be too difficult, right?
No, I think it's safe to say that one of the other RV designs are going to be a lot harder to put together in a week. But who knows, maybe in a few years the technology will advance, you never know. On the RV-12, I will say, too, that Dick Van Grunsven, the designer of the series, he's very passionate about the teen build fly concept. So he really had a lot of reasons why he wanted to design this aircraft, but primarily it was to get teens involved in aviation. And so somebody like Blake, who we talked to a few minutes ago, that was what he had in mind with this aircraft.
So it looks like over here, are these ribs they're building, a little rib station down below here?
Actually, those are parts that are going to, some of those look like the seat backs.
Okay. So some of the things, yeah, ribs, seat backs, right. Well, you know, some of the things come pre-done then, some of the items. Not everything has to be built.
No, I mean, the beauty of a kit, which, you know, is what makes it able to be built in 7 days, is that there's a lot of prefabrication that's done for you. And as long as the kit is, that the builder of the kit does 51% or more, it's considered an amateur-built aircraft, and it receives the special airworthiness certificate from the FAA, which makes it way more affordable to do. I mean, you know, this kit you can put together from between, depending on how you outfit it, it's going to be somewhere around $65,000 to $85,000.
So for a brand new airplane, that's significantly less than something you'd get at the factory, for sure. So do you know how long it takes an average builder to build one?
Yeah, an average builder with a, you know, that comes to it with some good skills already, 800 hours would be reasonable. You know, if this is the first thing of this type that you've ever done, it's going to take you longer. There's no question. But the nice part about a kit like this is it's so well done that there's really nothing that's going to be a showstopper for you. And, you know, really the Vans community, there's a site called Vans Air Force. And I'll tell you, you know, there's literally, well, they have 10,000 aircraft flying from the kit form. Airbus has about 10,000 flying. I mean, that just puts it in perspective.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's fantastic. And obviously, they've learned a lot of lessons along the way, and they get to a point like this where you can put one together in a week. And that's, you know, Airbus wishes they could put one together in a week. No, it's a really cool thing. What would you say, Charlie, you know, you put this together with EAA. What is the hardest thing to manage? Is it just hitting those checkpoints like we talked about earlier? It certainly isn't getting enough volunteers because they're everywhere.
That's true. I knew that we'd have no trouble getting the volunteers because EA members, just they understand the mission of the organization and they are all for it. So that part's not the hard part. The hard part is bringing together all of the infrastructure and making sure, you know, you didn't leave anything back at, Vans Aircraft back in Oregon, and bringing it all together and just doing it in that compressed time frame. It's one thing to build this over the course of, you know, 6 to 8 a year long project, but to try to do it in 7 days, you just don't have room for major errors.
Right. Well, Charlie, thanks for sharing this with us here at EA Radio. We appreciate the invitation to come over and check it all out and have fun getting to Sunday. Yeah, thank you, Charlie. Jamon G, EA Radio on the fly, and we are going to wrap up here at the 1 Week Wonder, but they are by no means wrapping up the 1 Week Wonder. That goes all the way through Sunday, and here we are at Four Corners.